Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all. And Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it. And that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, her injury is not my fault. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am dating a cheater, and he just asked me to marry him, and I was thinking of saying yes, but then one of his side chicks pressed charges against me.
Damn.
What?
That line right there. That's the opening. Okay. In November, I found my man on the side of a building in his car, naked from the waist down, and a woman was running across the parking lot away from his car because she saw me pulling up. I fired a warning shot with an air gun that I keep just to scare a criminal away. When the gun went off, she got scared and fell like she had been shot. I thought it was funny, and so did my boyfriend. I took my boyfriend's pants and his car keys, and he called the police on me. Witnesses said I fired a gun, so after examining my air gun, the policeman issued a fine, and I went and paid it the next day. I wasn't worried about the side chick because my man was on his best behavior and stuck to me like glue. He spoiled me for Christmas, and I got 3 rings to choose from. When he asked me to marry him, I was still trying to play hard to get, and I hadn't said yes yet to his proposal. I planned to marry him, but now I have to deal with being sued by the side chick that fell in the parking lot. She pulled a muscle, sprained her ankle, and had a gash on her leg and needed stitches. She didn't have insurance, so she's suing me for $2,100 for her trip to the ER that night. I am not responsible for her injuries. I think that my boyfriend is responsible and she should sue him instead. This has created a major conflict in our relationship. He wants me to pay it so we can get on with our lives. He won't even give me half of the money. If it wasn't for him cheating, she never would have fallen in that parking lot. Should my boyfriend pay up, or is this all my fault? Okay, the simple answer is yes, he should pay. His side chick, his responsibility. All right, that's the quick answer. But the real problem here is, why are you even considering marrying this man? Why? Why are you guys together? What is going on here? I don't get it. A man you yourself described in the first paragraph of this letter as a cheater. You caught him, I mean, literally with his pants down in the parking lot. You saw the side chick running away and you shot at her. What in the hot ghetto mess is going on here? What are you guys doing? This relationship is a disaster waiting to happen. And stuff has already happened that should make you turn away. And please don't waste your time or your money getting married to this man, because it's only going to end in divorce. All right. It's a hard no for me. Steve?
This is an episode of 48 Hours. This is an episode of Dateline. This is an episode of American Greed.
This is
an episode of this. This is not even a strawberry letter. I don't remember a letter with this level of criminal activity in it. I just don't. Y'all, as I'm reading the letter, this is what I'm hearing. So let's go. I'm dating a cheater, and he's asked me to marry him, and I'm thinking about saying yes. Let's just stop right here.
What? Yeah.
Let's just pump the brakes right here. Let me read this to you again. I'm dating a cheater, and he asked me to marry him, and I'm thinking about saying yes. And right after this, we off to the races. Yes. This letter right here is one I be damn statement after the next, because I just don't even understand. I'm dating a cheater. He asked me to marry him. I'm thinking about saying yes. And we're off to the races. Next line. But then one of his side chicks pressed charges against me. Let's stop right here. What? That in this letter, there's nowhere to breathe in this letter. This letter is packed with incredible ass information. I was thinking about saying yes, but then one of his side chicks pressed charges against me. Then she tried to calm it down. In November, I found my man on the side of a building in his car. This is the most rest you get in this letter with this line right here. I found my man on the side of the building in his car. Most people in their lifetime have been on the side of a building in a car. So that's nothing alarming. We've all been in our car on the side of a building. That's the only rest moment in this letter. Here we go, back to crazy. Naked from the waist down. And a woman was running across the parking lot away from his car because she saw me pull it up. What the hell is going on in this damn letter? And it don't stop there. Next line. I fired a warning shot with an air gun that I keep to scare a criminal away. What? You shot at this woman? You call it a warning shot. That's, you know, when you go to court, that's actually called attempted. Yeah.
You ain't no cop.
I fired a warning shot with an air gun that I keep to scare a criminal away.
Hang on.
Oh, when I come back, I can't. We're going to get back into it, because this is the most what the hell going on letter I've ever read.
It really is. All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's strawberry letter subject, her injury is not my fault. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience.
Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, okay. Her injury okay. is not my fault.
Listen to me. Like I said, this is the most what the hell going on letter I've ever read. I'd like the crew to join in with me on this. Every time I say ding, I want y'all to say, what the hell?
Okay.
I'm going to say ding, and y'all just say, what the hell? So y'all can understand how I read this letter. Ready? Mm-hmm. Steve and Shirley, I'm dating a cheater. He asked me to marry him, and I was thinking about saying yes. Ding.
What the hell?
What the hell?
In November. But then one of his side chicks pressed charges against me. Ding.
What the hell?
In November, I found my man on the side of a building in his car. Naked from the waist down, and a woman was running across the parking lot away from his car because she saw me pulling up. Ding.
What the hell?
That was my favorite line.
I fired a warning shot with an air gun that I keep just in case to scare a criminal away. Ding.
What the hell?
What the hell?
When the gun went off, she got scared and fell. Ding.
What the hell?
I know why she fell, because she thought she was shot. I know exactly why she fell. Like she had been shot. I thought it was funny, and so did my boyfriend. Ding.
What the hell?
What do you mean you thought it was funny and so did your boyfriend? Well, after y'all thought that was funny, I took my boyfriend's pants and his car keys. He called the police on me. Ding.
What the hell?
What the hell is happening here? Wait a minute, man. A minute ago, you fired a shot. She fell. You thought it was funny, and the boyfriend thought it was funny. But after you took his pants and the car keys, your boyfriend, called the police on you. Okay, I don't need y'all's help no more. I think y'all understand what this letter's about. Let me take it from here. Witnesses, I be damned. Witnesses said I fired a gun. So after examining my air gun, the policeman issued a fine, and I went and paid it the next day. Okay, do you understand what's happening here? Witnesses said I fired a gun. You told us you fired a gun.
Yes.
Now, lady, you wrote in this letter that you fired a gun. You can quit talking to us about what the hell the witnesses said. You confessed. Confessions carry a lot of weight in court, baby. You ain't really need no Western. You really don't need too many witnesses once you say I did it. Okay. I went and paid it the next day. I wasn't worried about the side chick because my man was on his best behavior and stuck to me like glue. What? You're not worried about this side chick because your man was on his best behavior and stuck to my side like glue.
Oh, what? Goodness.
He spoiled me for Christmas and I got 3 wings to choose from when he asked me to marry him. Lady, you got 3 what rings to choose from? Ain't no man got money for 3 engagement rings. Mm-hmm. Unless ain't now one of them real.
There you go.
You got 3 zirconians. When he asked me to marry him, I was still trying to play hard to get, and I hadn't said yes yet to his proposal. I'm planning to marry him, but now I got to deal with being sued by the side chick that fell in the parking lot. You're talking about the lady you shot at. That one right there. That fell in the parking lot. She pulled a muscle, sprained her ankle, and had a gash on her leg and needed stitches. Ain't this the same girl you and your boyfriend was laughing at before you took his car keys and pants and then he called that the police? This was the same chick y'all was laughing at. Now she done pulled a muscle, sprained her ankle, and got some stitches. She didn't have insurance. Oh, I know that. Ain't nobody that insurance. Y'all don't sound like insurance type people. She didn't have insurance. Which one of her insurances would she call? You can't call your life insurance people about this. You can't call your homeowner's insurance people about this. And you can't call your car insurance people about this. What insurance was she supposed to have unless she had Obamacare, which has a medical device? But then I can promise you that the deductible gonna swallow up that $2,000. So she might well take her ass on down there and pay this hill. But anyway, she's suing me for $2,100 for her trip to the ER that night. I'm not responsible for her injury. Yeah, you did. You shot at her, caused her to fall. Anyway, I think my boyfriend is responsible and she should sue him instead. Okay. This has created a major conflict in our relationship. He wants me to pay it so we can get on with our lives. If you don't pay my side chick this money so we can get on with our lives, he won't even give me half the money. If it wasn't for him cheating, she wouldn't have fallen in that parking lot. If you hadn't shot at her, should my boyfriend pay up or is this all my fault? Why are y'all together?
Yes. All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and
Facebook.
Best
letter I've had this year.
Yes, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is Junior in Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.